was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
My friend, welcome back to hour number two of Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. I'm joined with Lori, Texas Lori, Dave Pruitt from Nevada, Gary Blackwell from Michigan. Insight greatly appreciated. And Lane from MinutemanStove.com. When Lane told me that many of his customers are kind of backing off the prepper thing because they think the government's on their side now, please don't fall into that trap. Don't let your guard down. You know, let's assume Trump is awesome and he's trying to do everything he can from the position he's in. Okay, so we'll start with that premise that we'll trust him. Okay, and then look at what he's battling. It's not going to let go. It's going to fight back harder. It's going to push back worse. The enemy is far more dangerous now. In the corner that it's in, because there's so many patriots piling up, and if we do now have a friendly administration at the top, you know, there's a chance we can win this and resurrect the republic. There's a lot of things we have to restore and resurrect. I'll run down the list later, but it's important that people do not suspend your preparations and kind of go back to the comfort zone of, you know, the government's on our side now, and now I don't need to this or that. You still need everything. Yeah. Prepare yourself for the times ahead. Go ahead, Lori.
Some of the stuff I'm going to tell you tonight is going to tell you exactly why we don't let our guard down. And I know David can tell you, too. There's quite a good reason to keep prepping. Keep prepping. I'm seeing it on the ground here. Keep prepping. And you guys are exactly dead on.
Awesome. Well, with that, let's get in some updates from you, Lori, and then we'll get back to Dave Pruitt. And Lane, if you have anything to chime in, you feel free to just kind of, you know, you can interrupt. It's okay if it's something, you know, that you want to get out there. Please just chime right in. But we'll start off with Lori because she said she has a few updates for us. So what's going on?
Well, first I want to give a shout-out to Amy Heidke in Texas. She kind of did a little bit of what David did. She went into the Committee on State Affairs today. They had an anti-abortion bill that they were all going to speak to at a hearing. Now, there's a state law that says any person can film these meetings. Well, they had four or five signs around saying, no, you can't. The committee has decided their rules are stronger than the state laws, and you cannot film. So she sat down. She had her camera going, and they proceeded to arrest her. Now, anybody that doesn't know who Amy is, if you've ever seen the picture of the Texas boots with the little red, white, and blue and the little Lone Star on it, that's Amy. That's her very famous leg. She was arrested. She was taken to Travis County, and she was released about an hour ago and charged with trespassing. Now, trespassing is what they continually tend to charge people with. They did the same thing during the open carry movement. They got everybody on trespassing. How can you trespass when you're going to speak at a public meeting and you were allowed to sign up and you went into that room? And you were allowed to go into that room. Filming with the law behind you is not trespassing, especially when you signed up and they accept your request to go into that room. So Amy's got a little battle, and you'll see the videos out there. She did not assist them in letting them take her out. They literally dragged those gorgeous boots out of that state capitol today. So I wanted to give a shout out to Amy for standing up and doing what every man, woman, and child should be doing in our country, saying, no, this is what you told me. No, we're not going to go any further. And she did that today, and kudos to Amy. I know she's got a long battle ahead. She has children. She is a single mom, and she is still fighting. So there are no excuses. We also have...
Make sure she posts something up at Single Parents Helping Single Parents. We had Daniel Leach on last night. His organization has, what, over 50,000 subscribers now, adding 1,000 new people a week, which is incredibly huge numbers. So, and it's all about, and he has a separate group of single mothers helping single mothers. So make sure she goes to sphsp.org, and you know, we can appeal for some help, maybe get some courtroom observers in her area if the membership there is strong enough.
Well, we'll need to talk about that tomorrow, Eric. Get with me on that one, and we'll definitely do that. Also, I've been listening to John's updates on Facebook, if anybody can get to John Lamb's Facebook updates. Yesterday, and he and Andrea Parker, Eric Parker's wife, updated everyone that as they entered the courtroom, they were not allowed, and most of them do this, were not allowed to take their constitutions in. They were throwing them in the trash. They would have them in their pockets or in their purses, and they were allowed to take them to the car, or they were allowed to go to the trash. Eric keeps his on his person when he's in court. He's one of the defendants, and the judge literally told him to put it on the table flat where no one could see it. So they are not allowing the Constitution in Judge Navarro's court in Nevada. I would like to request everyone to call their congressmen, because they are the ones that are required, and it is their duty to ensure we have a republic. Call them and ask them, if we are not under the Constitution, what law are we under, and what do we have to follow? Because when you drop the Constitution in the trash, and that's a court order by the judge, and a judge is the court by the Supreme Court rules of court, then what law are we under? A lot of us already know. But let's play dumb and ask them.
Well, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, it's NRS, Nevada Revised Statute, Section 282, requires that all public officers, including that judge, file an oath and a bond with the county their jurisdiction is in. Who do they think he took an oath to? Now, this judge has an oath.
Filed. This is federal. The county. This is federal.
Yeah, well, okay, well, I'm not sure what the filing requirements is. I don't think they're immune from public officers law.
No,
although
they're not.
I don't think they are. Well, we'd have to look into the federal public officers law and see what the equivalent is, because I guess he may claim that he's not, even though he's sitting in Nevada adjudicating cases, he's going to try to say, well, I'm a federal witch, and I'm not. Nevada's state statutes don't apply to the federal witches, and so they may try to pull that one. But once again, they almost all judges have an oath on file somewhere. It's often with the court clerk in his own court. Attorneys in New York are required to take an oath and have it filed with the court clerk, not the county clerk. That's where the oath and bond get filed for public officers. But officers of the court, almost always in every state, have to have at least an oath, if not not necessarily a bond, but an oath filed with the court clerk. And so I would just try to dig up his oath and say, oh, we have an oath that you took where you said, go back to his swearing-in day. You may find some video in it online. If you go in the Wayback Machine, somebody maybe will find that. Find us this judge's swearing-in ceremony and get a picture of him being sworn in, swearing an oath to what? The Constitution.
Eric, here's a learning lesson. We have D.C., which is the District of Columbia. We also have a district in each one of our states. This is the District of Oregon. It is not the state of Oregon. It is the District of Oregon. We need to find out what these districts are. This is a district court judge who reports under the Supreme Court. So this is what we need to find out. This is also in the 9th District Court, which Davis is dealing with as well.
This took place in Oregon, not Nevada. Okay, got it.
No, this is, I'm sorry, they have a Nevada district court as well. It's the Nevada district. I read the rules of court for all of the district courts.
Okay.
So this judge, she does have to take an oath, and it is a she. She does have to take an oath where she is under the Constitution by God, were the last words of their oath. But if she is going under the admiralty laws versus the Constitution, then we need to go claim our property back and get the Vicar General involved with these guys. So that might be the other issue we have going on here as well. So there's the two issues that we may have going on in Nevada. There were also some more issues going on bearing the constitutional issue. Today they also let out that Greg, I cannot remember his last name at the moment, I apologize. He has one of the defendants, he is the blind defendant that sits in a wheelchair. He has been in medical quite a bit during his court stay, or his jail stay. It came out today that he's been an informant since 2012. So they have an informant that they've jailed and pressed charges on. So all you informants that think you're immune from all these charges, there's one sitting in jail. Maybe we need to start treating men and women like men and women and stop whining about each other. But it did come out today that one of the defendants is sitting in jail, is an informant. And they had him on the stand, and he had been reporting since 2012. So that came out as well. I'm sure there's another one sitting in jail, but I'm going to remain silent on that one, as that's a personal issue that I have with some of these informants. We also, and I'm trying to find the update on Oregon here, we had an update on the misdemeanors. They went to court, and they did find all four of the defendants. Now, this was without a trial jury. This was Judge Anna Brown made this decision for all of these men's lives. Judge Anna Brown has four guilty, and I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry. Dwayne Eamer, Jason Patrick, Jake Ryan, and Daryl Thorne. All are guilty of a misdemeanor. The only misdemeanor she did not charge them with was Dwayne was not charged with taking the federal property with the money bag that everyone was trying to keep secured so that nobody would go and charge up the credit cards they had found. He was not guilty on that. And Jake Ryan was not guilty on dealing with the federal property trespassing. Now, Jason Patrick was arrested for cutting the fence, for driving the truck, and one more misdemeanor. What they did do is they offered him to either put an ankle bracelet on or go to jail. He chose to go to jail, and he is sitting in Inverness right now, Inverness Prison in Portland, Oregon, and he is in jail now. The other three will be out of jail waiting their sentencing in May, when they hear their sentencing on the felonies that they were charged with 2 weeks ago. So Jason Patrick is in jail now. He is in jail because he refused to wear the ankle bracelet. He probably didn't have the money. His funds were getting very low. And as anybody knows, that's about $150 to $300 a month to wear those ankle bracelets. He probably just didn't have any more funds left to get that going and did not want to ask anybody to help him out. Jason is a very good man. All four of them are very good men. So we have a new one of the people. I hate the word patriot, so please bear with me. One of the people, a true man that stood up and said, please don't jail the Hammonds, in jail tonight because he chose not to wear an ankle bracelet. So that is the update on that one. And I cannot find where the charges are. You guys might want to look them up, what they were charged with, but they did come back guilty on most of the misdemeanor charges. These guys are looking at 6+ years each, plus. So we have more of the people who stood up for another two men, trying to get them out of jail, in jail. We have also seen from the Senate in Nevada a request, or excuse me, the Senate in Oregon, a request to have clemency for the Hammonds. And we're looking to find more research to see if we've gotten any action on that one, to see if they can get clemency for the Hammonds. So that is out there. You might want to call Trump or any of your congressmen or any of your senators federally, and make sure that Trump sees that letter from the Oregon Senate to get clemency for the Hammonds. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Eric.
Well, yeah, this is why, this is one of the biggest problems I have with the new administration, is where the real power is, which is in the witch's court, there is absolutely no change. As a matter of fact, things are intensifying against the people, patriotic people, you know, people who just want to just be free. Real simple. Nobody likes being a slave. And we are so far down the toilet that they're going to give these guys 6 years. Now, were the six-year sentences, were those misdemeanor counts that they're going to get sentenced on? That, so the reason it's 6 years is because those misdemeanors all piled up.
No. The 6 years is minimum. Each of the four were charged with a felony. That is
a minimum.
Yeah, okay. That is a minimum. They can be charged up to 15 to 20 years. That's a minimum of what each of these men are looking at. The judge can come back and give them more leniency if she chooses, but that's the minimum right now that they're looking at. And this is all for standing.
What was the name of the felony charge against them?
Two were conspiracy impeding a federal officer for coming into the refuge. One was a gun charge for Daryl Thorne. Jake Ryan and Dwayne Eamer, depredation of property when this was after LaVoy was shot. They dug a trench. They dug two trenches where they were sitting there at the front gate. They wanted some place to hide to just, and this is hard to say, because I heard this from their own mouths. They just wanted a few more minutes to live. That's all they wanted. They knew that the feds were going to come in and kill them, and they just wanted to do something so they'd have just a few more minutes to live. Now, that's the state of our nation. And if you guys don't hear us saying prep, you just heard David was arrested for filming. My friend Amy was arrested for filming. That's all within 2 or 3 days that two people have been arrested just for filming. Just for putting things on the record. Where are we as a country? You're hearing that you go to court and you're asked to throw your Constitution in the trash can. We were all brought up to think or to believe that the Constitution was the basis for our country and for our laws. So if we don't have that, what do we have? What are they going to tell us that we do have? We have a president that has stood up and said, we have the Constitution. If it's not in our courts, then we don't have courts and it's true martial law. That's just a definition under the Lieber codes of martial law. So what do we have? Where are these
nothing
people
left.
Going?
Yeah, it's gone. This is why it's resurrect time. It's not time to fix or repair. We'll see if we can steer the ship back on. The ship has already sunk. We got to salvage it and try to get as many lifeboats of the people on their feet. And the only thing that this, the witch's court has sank to a new low. Demanding that people throw their pocket constitutions in the trash can to enter the courtroom, boy, you wouldn't want anybody whipping out a pocket constitution and attacking somebody else with it. I mean, imagine the fear, the absurdity, the insanity, and the disgusting evil of all the witches and all the henchmen, all the bailiffs and the cops who support this. They cannot be absolved. There is no excuse for them to take these unlawful orders and say, well, the witch ordered me to take your pants off and jump around 3 times in a circle naked and then get on your knees and crawl across
Eric,
the floor and bark
Eric,
like a dog. They can, imagine Eric, what they can demand we do. It's insane.
Eric, it is that bad, and I'm going to tell you why it is that bad. Every time these men go back and forth to court and they take the bus to Pahrump to Las Vegas, they're strip searched every single time. Now, Ammon and Ryan and a couple of the men have refused to do this, and they've been thrown in solitary. I believe Ryan Payne, I believe that's who it is. I may be saying this wrong. One of the gentlemen has been in solitary for quite some time now. What they're doing, and this is the CCA Correctional Institute, this is a private prison. This is one that I am calling my congressman on to try to get John Lamb into. He's a Mennonite preacher, does not get the 501c3. try to get him to be able to visit them as a minister. They won't recognize him. This prison, these private prisons, we've got to shut them down or get them under the Constitution. One of the two.
Shut them down and put the witches inside the very prison they built for a private prison.
Well, look, Eric, everything you say will be used against you. And I would really watch what you say right now. The things that we're hearing, it is that bad.
I'm going to stand by my statement. I will not rest until I see the court witches and their Nazi henchmen put in the very prison cells they're holding Tom in right now. And I stand by that statement. I'm not going to back off from that. And look, it can be done lawfully, but the people have to demand it. And that's what has to happen. This is why we need to educate people. And you know, this has gone so... throwing constitutions in the wastebasket. Arrested, putting people in prison for a minimum of 6 years, possibly 20, for digging a ditch on public property? I mean, it's beyond the point of absurdity. So, these private prisons, I want people to go online. If you have a computer, I want you to go online and type into your search engine the following use start page, because when you don't want to go and write use Google Direct. Use start page search engine. That's start, STARTPAGE. It's the world's most private search engine, supposedly. And they search for you, and Google only sees start page. They don't see you. So you go on startpage.com. Just type in start page. It'll look just like a Google box. You type in YouTube, Kids for Cash.
Yeah.
That's Kids for Cash. And you will see what happens when you let private prison, the son of the Chief Justice of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, came into Luzerne County, I believe it was Luzerne, built a 1,350-bed private prison facility for children, and then paid Judge Mark Civarella and Michael Conahan $1.25 million to incarcerate as many children in that prison as they possibly could. And Mark Civarella, the judge, this is the court witch, is serving prison 28 years, I think I confirmed it. It was just under 30 years. We're taking over $1 million to incarcerate children for hitting another classmate in the head with a volleyball. 3 years in prison. A fight on Facebook, 5 years. A first fight in class, 4 years. Families were being torn apart crying in court as their kids were being dragged off to prison for nothing. I mean, for a fight on Facebook, not a fist fight. And now think about that, incarcerating children in a prison, and those prisons are heavy duty even for kids. They get abused, tortured, fed GMO food, fluoride water, and are forced to take vaccinations, which we talked about last night. So I want everybody to watch Kids for Cash, and you'll see what the ramification of private prison building industry is. And one last thing, Lori, and I'll turn it over to you. The court witches and all the police guys, the judge, the police, the cops, the bailiff, the clerk, they're all these public prostitutes are all their pension funds. They're going to get a pension when they retire, and their pension funds are all invested in the very companies that build the private prisons that the judges and the Nazis are all incarcerating. Tell me they don't have a financial interest in incarcerating as many people as possible. Plus, they get the bid bond, the performance bond, and the payment bond from bonding every case and earning interest that accrues the more time they can drag it out. So, Lori, if you want to make a quick comment, I want to bring in Chris from Las Vegas and Dave Pruitt.
Yes, I want to make sure everybody also looks up Hardin, H-A-R-D-I-N, Montana. Look up their prison scandal with the private police, America's police force that came into the town.
I recognized that town name. Yes, AMC, yes. APC, the American Police Corporation, comes into town and puts stickers on the side of their car and runs around and says, your local police have dissolved themselves. We're the cops now. I mean, literally a private corporation. I know all the police departments are incorporated, de facto corporate, but at least they carry the illusion of an election when it comes time to vote for your sheriff. This was just totally private, and they took over the town. And I believe this
Eric, hold on. Huh? This was a case I actually worked on. This actually was by a gentleman out of Serbia, and he was known, his name was Michael. Michael actually was known for going into towns and annihilating every living being in that town. No one's heard a word of him since this incident, We're still trying to find him and find out where he went, but we cannot find him in the U.S. right now. But when we're talking about these private prisons and private police force, please go look up Hardin, Montana. Do not let that ease from your mind and lose that memory of what happened several years ago. That is one thing we have got to keep in the forefront. We need to keep people to remember what is going on in this country with this privatization. Sorry about that. And I'll turn it back over to you guys.
Excellent point. So there you go, folks. Do your research tonight. Don't forget to check out the Minuteman Stove and also check out Hardin, Montana. That's H-A-R-D as in David, I-N, Hardin, Montana. That was one of their test trial runs there to see how much they could get away with in the nation's heartland. Hardin, Montana, and Kids for Cash. And I spoke directly with Lou Jasikoff, who was the reporter that broke the case, and had an excellent chat with him for, God, it must have been 2 hours. God bless him for giving me that much time. But he knew I was very fascinated with this case because it was so egregious. Every single judge, lawyer, CPA, cop, trooper, sheriff, they all knew what was going on. They know either directly because they're involved or they know through the grapevine from the talk that goes around the locker room or the country club. They all knew. Every single CPA, judge, lawyer, court, witch, and not every one of them, the bailiffs, the jailers, all of them, the ones that kept track of the finances for the prison, the fund managers, they all knew that these kids were being literally fabricated into, just stolen, ripped apart from their families and trafficked as human flesh. And with behind the people behind the curtain being the vicar general and the judicial vicar, these are the local tax collectors for the Vatican, they control the courts. Why do you think they call them vicar general? Note the use of the military term. And judicial vicar, whose judicial do you think they're vicaring? They don't have a judiciary in the Catholic Church. They're controlling our courts. So just to make sure I wasn't like getting these conspiracy theories and all, I went into the surrogate court and did hours and hours and hours and hours of observing, and I got phone call after phone call after phone call because the word traveled, and then I was watching this and starting to, and boy, let me tell you, it ain't no conspiracy theory. It's the way they do business. The witch's court funnels everything it can to the vicar general. Note the use of the military term, and the judicial vicar, whose judicial do you think they're vicaring? That's V-I-C-A-R. Look it up in the dictionary. Usually a lay person or a priest for a religious corporation responsible for appropriating the principal revenues. And appropriating is spending, and the revenues are our money. And this is where most of it goes, is off to the Church of Rome and the banking establishment in London, the royal families of Europe that hold the big blocks of stock in the multinational corporations and the private bank called the Federal Reserve that prints currency and loans it back to our government at interest so we can never get out of debt. And I don't see anything changing on the Federal Reserve. I don't see the drug war getting smaller. I see it getting bigger. The military-industrial complex is getting bigger. Nobody's talking about the vicar generals or the Freemasons that bind all this together. And we'll talk more about this after the break. I appreciate you being with us tonight on Resurrect the Republic, not Resurrect the Democracy, on the RBN Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer, on the RBN Network. Thank you, Mike, on the board. Thank you, John Statmiller. Thank you, Lane, in North Carolina, MinutemanStove.com. Thank you, Gary Blackwell, for your spiritual advice and all your wonderful words and your godly take on everything that's going on. Dave Pruitt, thanks for joining us tonight. We also have Chris in Las Vegas. I'm going to shift gears now because we have two of the three people on the line right now who are about to be charged with being mentally ill and incarcerated because of that, which is nothing more than the exact same thing they did to Alexander Solzhenitsyn and all the dissenters and all the freedom people in the Soviet Union. They locked them up in the gulags, and it was always, well, you're mentally ill. You're questioning authority. You're questioning the government. Come on, Eric and people, the witch's court can do no wrong. Love your abuser. Trust your henchmen. Donate money to their fund. Don't you feel safe when they're around? They're going to pull you over, and they're going to smile when they walk away and just give you a warning. Oh, great. That's good abuse. We don't want bad abuse, but we'll take good abuse. That's okay. It's called the Stockholm Syndrome. Loving your abuser, and it's delusional, and it's not what founded this republic, and it is not the spirit or the letter that founded this formerly free republic. And what we have is the Sovietization. This is what happened in the Soviet Union from Stalin forward. And they locked people up on this pretext that you're mentally ill. if you want to be free, if you want to be left alone from the witch's court, dragging you in on whatever they can, tearing families apart, locking kids up so judges can get paid $1 million to send them off to the private prison. And I got news for you. That wasn't just Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. That crap is going on in every single jurisdiction in this country. Every county, every state, every town has this going on. This is their goal. They use child pedophile services and the witch's court to seize children and traffic in human flesh, dish it off into the private prison industry, or at least suck them in so they're labeled defective, mentally ill, criminal, and guess what? They won't be able to have a gun later in life. What a great way to disarm people if you're the enemy. Just drag everybody into the court, say you're a convicted felon now, like Tom, you can't be near a gun. You're mentally ill. You can't do this, you can't do that. You must do this, or you must take that. So think about the ramifications of this. This is why we need everybody who's listening to this broadcast to get involved in some way or another. The best way to do it is get together with your friends as courtroom observers and go into the courts and back up anybody who's being unlawfully dragged in to be literally raped and abused by the witch's court nationwide. They just got caught in Luzerne, Pennsylvania by someone good who was a peace officer that investigated it and broke the story. It broke the case. And now there's a judge in prison, and every single judge is doing something similar to this. The political parties, the political corporations that call themselves political parties, because they're privatized too, they don't let anybody run for judge or run for congressman or run for senator unless they have dirt in their past, unless they've done something nasty, taken a payoff, or a number of things. And I don't even want to get into the nasty, disgusting things they set people up for or catch them doing naturally. So there are very few, if any, people that are good in the system if they're at mid and higher mid levels. We know the people at the top are bad, but almost all your enforcement people along the chain of custody and the chain of command are doing the same thing. So I don't know how they can be looked at in any other light than part of the evil that they're supporting and working for and profiting from at our expense, and they're destroying people's families. So we have two people here. Now, everybody start guessing who they might be. I'll tell you in a second. But once again, we have two people here that are about to be, one was threatened by, I believe it was either a public defender or a district attorney, and the other was threatened by the court and is being told that he's going to be locked up because he's too much of a constitutionalist, a little too smart about the common law, a little too disagreeable with the slavery that we're being forced to live under. Well, I got news for you. We weren't born slaves. We're not going to be slaves. And should it come to whatever, that we're not going to go down that route. They can take our lives, but they can't take our freedom. They can only violate it. Violator, violator, violator. So I want to turn this over to Dave Pruitt and Chris from Las Vegas. Dave's with us tonight. People are going to get to know Dave because he's a valuable asset and he's a great contributor. And he's brilliant at the law and at survival and preparatory skills, which we'll get into on another show. But Chris at Las Vegas is going through the most egregious case. And Chris, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you're going to need the, I'm sure you don't mind, because the only thing that's going to keep you safe and keep you free is the public pressure. But Chris in Las Vegas, who's a regular on this show, he helps me out almost every night, keep this show together. And when I start to run dry, he kicks in, and he's absolutely brilliant. And people out there, our listeners, love Chris. And guess what? Chris has been told by the court that because he's a constitutionalist, because he's a common law scholar, because he disagrees with slavery, that he's going to be locked up, and he has till the 31st of this month to get his affairs in order so the witch's court can send him off to a mental institution. And we ain't going to let that happen. So next week, I believe I want to do this either tomorrow or at the end of this week or early next week. We're going to give out phone numbers that people can call and just lend their support to Chris. I'm going to go on all of the other shows as well. I'm going to call and I'm going to say, hey, we got to stop this from happening. This patriot persecution, I mean, it's bad enough they got people locked up in jail on quote-unquote criminal charges. They're just making up stuff that your beliefs now, simply your beliefs, simply your constitutional stand, your stand on your God-given or unalienable rights, that enough, just standing up for yourself in a nice way, not with violence, not with threatening to kill anybody, but in the nice, professional, lawful manner, standing up and saying, my rights come from the Creator. The common law affirms it, and the Constitution put it into a charter form. Of course, Your Honor, you didn't take an oath to uphold the Constitution. If you can't show a victim to the actions I'm accused of, then I must set me free, because no victim, no crime. And the actual documents that founded this country say, no victim, no crime. That's common law. And if you say something just rational like that, they want to lock you up in a mental institution now. And once again, I'm going to turn it over to you guys. Just make comments, tell your stories, keep it brief on the description. I want to get into details and phone numbers later. But give people the concept of what's going on and how serious this really is. Dave or Chris, either one of you can take over. Both of you.
Go ahead, Dave. Well, Dave is muted out. First and foremost, Dave, I wanted to let you know that here is the DUNS number for the Ninth Circuit District Courts of the U.S., the private, foreign-owned, or private profits district courts. It is DUNS number, that's Dun & Bradstreet, 60-974-7027.
Repeat it.
312 North Spring Street, Suite number 438, Los Angeles, California, 90012, phone 213-894-2449. DBA,
you got to give that phone number. Chris, you got to give that phone number out much slower, because if people are going to call, they're just scrambling for a pencil right now. Give it out real painfully slow and tell them why we need to call. Well, I just told them why we need to call, but be specific on who they're calling, and then we'll talk more about that.
Well, here's the number for the Ninth Circuit District Court, Incorporated. That is 213, that's a California area code, 894-2449.
One more time.
I do have something to share. First and foremost, I'm not a constitutionalist, although I respect the original document, the Constitutional Four, circa 1787. However, I am a naturalist, the creator's law of the land. And I found this document that I think is very, very intriguing from LexisNexis, a reputed legal expert publication, on a case called United States Petitioner versus Antoine Jones, common spelling, number 10-1259 in the Supreme Court of the United States, argued November 8, 2011, and decided 23-2012, January. I'm on page 6 of this document, and this is Scalia that's talking. He says that it is beyond dispute that a vehicle is an effect, talking about private home effects is the reference he's referring to there, as that term is used in the amendment, talking about the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment. United States versus Chadwick, 433 U.S. 1, 1297 Supreme Court, 247653, Lawyers Edition, 2D, 538, 1977, we hold that the government's installation of GPS device on the target vehicle and its use of that device to monitor the vehicle's movement constitutes a search. I'm going to slip down just a little bit to the more important part. It is important to
Eric, David Pruitt here. I'm sorry, you can thank the electronic interference for that. But I'm back.
Oh, boy, so. Yeah, we're pushing the right buttons. When they start interfering with our stuff, we know we are right on track. Did you hear what we were talking about, Dave?
Oh, my phone blue screen.
Dave, you got to speak up loud and clear.
No, my phone actually blue screened. I've never seen that before on a cell phone.
There's
experience on this.
Oh, boy, go figure.
So.
Did you catch what we're talking about, Dave? We're talking about... And you just went through this recently. Dave, you also told me about this. We have a woman in California who also recently called me, and she says, they're accusing me of being mentally ill because I brought up the Constitution. And she said to the public defender, I think it was a public pretender in her case, and she said, didn't the judge take an oath to uphold the Constitution? And the guy turned and walked away from her. Because, you know, it's absurd that they would label that as a mental illness.
Well,
they're that desperate to demonize freedom. That they'll label freedom freedom-minded people as mentally ill. And we cannot let this happen in this country, or we're all going to wind up getting scooped into this. Every listener of this show, I would think, and everybody who's not involved is going to be even more enslaved because they know they can prey, feed on the sheep, whereas the stronger people will at least resist in some fashion. Go ahead, Dave.
In 1791, Thomas Paine wrote Rights of a Man. He said, freedom had been hunted around the globe, reason was considered as rebellion, and the slavery of fear had made man afraid to think. But such the irresistible of truth that all it asks and all it commands is the liberty to keep appearing. You see, the thing is, the more you study war, the more you study the art of war, the more you understand how wars are. You see, battles don't matter in wars. Battles don't define the war. Battles are just skirmishes, right? The war is won in the hearts and minds of the people which you are fighting. If they accept defeat, then they will be defeated. If they do not accept defeat, they will never be defeated, even if you kill every last one of them. You see, the thing that they have done is they have found that by demonizing those of us who have above average intelligence, or whatever the case may be, some people like Chris, I consider myself to be reasonably intelligent, and the problem here is that we are demonized because we have seen the light at the end of the tunnel. We see the truth. We understand the currency of the realm. Revolutionary concept in our life. You know, Republic became the Roman Empire because the worst crimes were committed by few, dared by more, but tolerated by all. You see, when good men do nothing, evil flourishes. And it's a very sad state of affairs. When, like yesterday, I was getting thumbs up from people in the audience who are sheep. They're afraid to even think for themselves. So, you know, as I sit there in handcuffs, I turn and I ask, is this not a public meeting? Do we, the people, not have the right to record our own proceedings? The court never responded to my response. Do you know why? Because the fact is, truth is a revolutionary concept when it is brought up in an empire of lies. You see, the fact remains that they traffic in human misery. They traffic in slavery. The slavery of fear is what they traffic in. They use the slavery of fear by, we are, so many are afraid of retaliation. So many are afraid of so many different things. So, you know, it's overcoming our fears. You know, David did not face Goliath on his own. He faced Goliath with God on his side. That's why he was able to take on Goliath. He said, for I come to you with the God of Israel on my side. You know why he said that? He's warning Goliath. Hey, one last chance, buddy. You know, this is the problem that so many, hold on one second. But the problem is so many have become paralyzed by their fear. They have, by allowing their fear to have control over them, by allowing fear into their lives, they have allowed the enemy victory over them. And until you take control and you say, I will not be afraid, you know, in Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So that means he's with you wherever you go. This battle was already won. It was won on Calvary, okay? We have already won. Read your Bible. Read the final chapter. We all know how it ends. We've already won. It is written. Okay? And the fact remains that until we are all on the same page, and, you know, it takes one man can make a difference. Look at David. The whole army of Israel, the army of God that claimed to be the army of God, was shivering in their boots.
And everybody knows the name of Jesus too, David.
What?
And everybody knows the name of Jesus as well. One man can change it.
Yeah.
And amen.
And, you know, think about this. I love David and Goliath because think about this. A boy had more courage than the whole of Israel. You know, and you read the Psalms and you see David's evolution and his thinking. You see his growth as a man. You see his trials. And I always think of the 44th Psalm, the first verse, I believe it says, "Blessed be the Lord my God, who teacheth my fingers of war and my hands of battle." Or I might be confusing fingers and hands there, but anyhow, it has the same meaning. What he's saying is, God taught me how to fight so that I could fight. You know, we're supposed to be righteous. That means standing against unrighteousness. That means standing against liars. You know, yep. If you're afraid...
The show stands on 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That's a call to activism, and that's why it's essential. Everybody try to do something, and if a kind of a nice low risk something that's not going to get you tasered or immediately dragged out by your feet. And a kudos to the girl that Lori was describing for it before, I believe, her Amy. Yeah, I mean, I wish more men had the guts that she has. She got dragged out of court for exercising her right to record the proceedings. And the courts have already ruled that we have the First Amendment right, as if we need to check in with the witch's court. But even their own witch's court has said we have the right of the public to video record matters of public interest on public property is protected by the First Amendment, period. It's real simple. And their own witches won't even honor that. I mean, so where do you have? All we have is our activism, our group, our numbers, our collective. I hate to use the word. Let's use the word collective in a good way. Instead of a collectivist communist government, let's be the collective of Christian freedom people who will come to the assistance of especially Chris. And so I want to give that number out again before the night's over. And we're also going to give it out tomorrow and next week because, I mean, anybody who's enjoyed this broadcast had to have enjoyed Chris's presence here. And I'm not joking. I mean, I couldn't believe it when he told me, but I've seen how bad the witch's court goes, so I don't deny that he's telling the truth. They're threatening him with incarceration on the 31st, in 8 days from now. Chris could be locked up in a mental institution, and as soon as they get him locked up, they start loading you full of drugs, and it's impossible to communicate. They're not going to let anybody visit him if you're locked up in a psychiatric ward. We cannot let this happen to Chris. It could happen to every single one of us. And like Lori said before, all you enforcement people and all you informers, don't think that licking the boots and obeying the orders is somehow going to get you a ticket out of this or just somehow buy you time. It's a losing battle. Hitler, who was the first group of people that he killed when he got into power? His own brown shirts, the guys who drove around in trucks terrorizing the people, his own thug, the civilian defense force, so to speak, that Obama and everybody else, every president wants to have one. They all want their thugs. And the first person he got rid of, the first people, the first group, large numbers, pretty tough guys, the guys who did all the beatings and stuff, that drove around assaulting people. They were the first ones to go down, including their commander, Ernst Ruhn. It was called Night of the Long Knives. And the SS, went out and killed all the brown shirts. Go ahead.
Can I say something real quick, and then Lori can go? But I'd like to vouch for Chris. When I was sworn in, I was down in Las Vegas. Chris was one of the people who I requested be there because I respected him so greatly. And I don't know how many hours we spoke, but we spoke for a very large amount of time. And I have not met too many people I can say who are as sane as Chris is. If Chris Harold is crazy, I want to be more crazy. That's all there is to it.
I want to add a little bit to what you were saying. It's not just all Christians. It's all good men. Even the Muslims I know this is going to anger some people, but they even have a saying that the Christians and the Muslims will come together to fight this evil. And we have a lot of atheists.
I just want to agree with you totally.
People.
I totally agree.
We have a lot that are fighting this fight as well, and I don't want to put it into one group because people are dividing each other right now. And in the Patriot movement, I hate using that word, and I don't mean that with any disrespect, but in the Patriot movement right now, they've just gotten word that one of the guys that's in a wheelchair and blind and looks really, really, like an invalid, that they've been supporting, they found out as an FBI informant. So what's going on is they're trying to go out and divide everybody, and now everybody's saying, I can't trust anyone. If you can't trust that man next to you to sit in a foxhole with you or to take care of you when you're down and out, and I've had to depend on a lot of strangers in the situation I'm in right now. I'm still homeless up here in Oregon, and people are taking care of me. If I hadn't had the faith and the trust in them and the people that are standing up, I wouldn't have survived. So stop letting them divide us. Stop letting them say a certain group. And let's, as the people, men and women and children too, are standing up. Let's all start standing up, because right now in Texas, the posts I'm seeing are Amy has more cojones than any man that they've seen. Well, there's a lot of women out there that have done the same thing that Amy's done. She's just one that's been out there a long time that's gotten respect of a large group at a time where there's a lot of people talking. If every man, woman stood up for their children and for their lands and for what they have tomorrow and said, no more, we can stop this. And all we have to do is stand up and say, no more, you're not going to harm my neighbor. Maybe we would have a better place to live. But right now, I'm hearing a lot of people getting wishy-washy, not using the correct words that they need. I don't want to call anybody a patriot because I know the definition of the word. I don't want to call you a citizen. I know the definition of the word. Start using the right words. Start doing the right thing. Stop thinking that people around you can't handle the truth, because RBN saying is you can handle the truth. And let's start giving everybody the respect they need to start pulling this together.
A good point. Let me just follow up on that. I welcome, and I can pretty much safely speak for, I mean, I hope I speak for the majority of listeners. We all welcome anybody. It doesn't matter what your faith is. If you're on the same page of freedom and you want all this tyranny and all this command and control stuff to go away, and you want to be left alone to worship how you want to worship on your private property and have your private property left alone by all the government thugs that want to steal it, as soon as you get behind, you know, that. So I welcome everybody, Muslim, Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, Taoist. I don't care who you are. If you're joining on the same battlefield with us for freedom, and we all have kind of that same prize, which is to resurrect the Republic, so for lack of a better word, it's not just, the reason I brought up the Christian thing was because Christians are particularly in the square hairs of the out of control corporate government, and you know, acting like the Antichrist system that it is, and so Christians are particularly at risk right now. But no, you can't submit to the fear. You're right. People don't get scared away from the battle. As soon as you submit to the fear, they've won without firing a shot. That's why you can't submit. I'm not saying go out and risk getting killed tomorrow. Do things, activist things that are within reason, within rational, to keep yourself as safe as possible. Passing out jury nullification flyers is awesome. Go to courtroomwatch.com. We got the flyer up. It should still be there. It says, copy this before they block it again, and it's in a PDF file. Download that jury nullification flyer. Print out 100 copies, or as many as you can afford, and pass them out everywhere. Use your imagination. Go down to the courthouse on jury selection day in the morning. Hand them to everybody in line who's about to be selected as a juror. Go down to the town court on traffic court night and just walk around and talk to people. Hand them, say, hey, if you're interested in freedom and you're sick of all this, you know what? Here, to look, read this, and give them a website. There's a couple websites I think listed. We got two on the flyer. There's a court case, a couple websites, and a brief description of jury nullification. That awakening will put all this tyranny right back in the pit where it crawled out of. So we're coming up against the end of the show here. I want to thank everybody for being with us. Thank you, Gary Blackwell. Thank you, Lane, from MinutemanStove.com. What a great product. We're going to have you back on to talk about things in general. Sorry we didn't get to you for more commentary, but these things are very pressing right now. I want to remind people to support your activists. Activism doesn't pay. It's very expensive. Do something to be an activist. And join us again tomorrow night. Thank you, Dave Pruitt. Thank you, Chris in Las Vegas. We'll talk more about your case tomorrow. We're going to rally our listeners to help you with some phone calls so they don't end up incarcerating you for simply standing on knowledge and fact. So thank you very much, people, again. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. We appreciate you being with us on Resurrect the Republic, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks, Lori. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
interested in photo ops.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.